This is File 98. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Kitty Benedict. She is going to talk a little bit about her husband, Foxhall Jones, and she's going to talk about boards that she's been on in Salisbury. Today's date is June 24th, 2015. I'm going to start with the genealogical background. What is your name?
Kitty Benedict.
And what is your birth date?
September 6, 1934.
And your birthplace?
Summit, New Jersey.
What are your parents' names?
My mother was Catherine with an A.
A.
Tabor, T-A-B-E-R, Benedict. My father's name was H. Guyon, G-U-I-O-N, Benedict.
Do you have or did you have siblings?
One sister, Anne Nightingale.
Anne with an E?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your educational background after high school?
Smith College.
And
I graduated in 56.
What was your degree?
In English.
All right.
Cum laude.
Naturally. Now, I know a little bit about...
I did go to Johns Hopkins, too, very briefly, for about a year.
Okay. I know a little bit about Foxhall Jones in that he was raised here in Salisbury.
Right.
Who raised him, please?
His mother and father both died in accidents in New Jersey in the late 30s, and he and his brother Arthur Jones were given a ward. I mean, Emily Fowler was named their ward, or whatever you call it, their guardian. And they moved up here in about 38 or 9 and lived in the Stiles house with Emily, and then later with Agnes Fowler. Although they actually went off to school while they were living with Emily, to St. Paul's, and then they both enlisted in the military, Arthur in the Air Force, and Foxy in the Marine Corps.
Ooh.
He left school when he was 17 and served in the Marine Corps for about, to 1945, probably.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at Harper and Row, where I was working. Actually, it was Harper and Brothers. I finally became an editor. He was a book salesman, book rep. He traveled around New England mostly to independent bookstores.
Oh.
He loved it.
I bet he was good at it, too.
He was very good at it.
When did the two of you move to Lakeville?
I think it was 1978.
And where did you live at that time?
Actually, it might have been a tiny bit earlier, 2 years earlier. We lived in the Chittenden house. We rented an apartment there when it was apartments.
Mm-hmm. That's the one up beyond the lockup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we moved to Lakeville on Interlaken Road. And that was from about 1978. To 1989, when we moved to Lion's Head.
When you were living here in Lakeville, what were you on the library board at all?
Yeah, you mean Salisbury, really?
Well, Salisbury, anyway. Lakeville, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I became, you know, as a book person, I was instantly drawn to the library. I'm not sure when I went on, but I went on the board and stayed on it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Gail Binton and I were ultimately named Emerita.
Ooh, impressive.
And then they wiped us off the slate. And Foxy was on the book selection committee for
That's
a while.
That's where I met him.
Oh, you did?
Was on the book selection
mm-hmm.
committee. How about Berkshire Hills Music and Dance? You were on that for quite a while, too.
I don't remember how long, but yes, for a few years. When Al
Sly
was the head.
Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of that organization?
I don't know much about the history. Apparently it had been started by a woman who was quite a socially, in contact with lots of people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was to bring music, dance, comedy, I don't know about theater. Mostly music and dance.
Music, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They had one wonderfully comic one in the name of that woman. Of course, I can't remember. She was very well known. Maybe
Anna Russell?
Yes.
I saw that. I've got three of her records, and so that when that came up, I made sure I went. Oh, thank you for remembering that. That's a good one.
Well, it was so much fun because at first everybody was very suspicious on the board. Anna Russell? Does anybody remember her?
Ah.
And then it was a great success.
Oh, it was. It was standing room only practically on that one. Oh, that was a great one. I remember that one particularly. Mental Health Center. You were on that for quite a while,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Was that... When Dr. Reese was involved with it? No, this was Dick O'Connor?
Yeah, Dick O'Connor and Leslie Firth and Sally Ellsworth, always.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Rosenthal. I can't remember. Glenn Robinson was for a little bit. She was the one who bought the paper with her boyfriend, the Lakeville Journal.
Oh, Ann Hoskins?
No, her name was Glenn Robinson Betts.
That doesn't ring a bell to me.
It was back in the 80s, late 80s.
No.
And Robert Hatch was the co-owner.
That name I remember, but not... What was the lady's name?
Glynn. G-L-Y-N-N-E.
Glynn.
Robinson Betts, B-E-T-T-S.
When you were on the board of the Mental Health Center, were you an officer or just a member?
I was just a member. And mostly worked with the fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had opera singer once. And they had, I can't remember now, they had a wonderful one at the lake. And it rained. It was supposed to be at... Well, I know Sally Ellsworth was very involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one at the lake, and we were terrified that it was going to rain, but it was very successful. Most of them were quite successful.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And was the building next to the Methodist Church, is that where it was located?
That was where their offices were.
Okay. Now, you, coming up the stairs, said that you used to sing. You were in crescendo for a while, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What was your...
Well, at first I was there because I was going to Lime Rock, Trinity Church.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine Gevert, G-E-V-E-R-T.
Oh, I know.
She came as their organist and choir director, mm-hmm, and she developed this notion that she wanted to put together a musical group with singers. First it was just singers, now it's singers, and she gets period of orchestras usually. Mm-hmm. And it was teetering on the edge of collapse. The church was very supportive, but nobody thought it could survive. And then several of us said, well, it's got to survive. So
absolutely.
We, people such as... Well, somebody was not here anymore. And several... Oh, Randy Williams... And Jeff Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who the others were. Maybe Martha Baer.
Mm-hmm.
And me. And we just said it has to continue. And I actually was president for about 4 years. And then I made Herb Prim take it over.
Oh, good for you. Well, it's still going. It's 10 years.
I know.
And she's done a marvelous job with
yeah.
it. Are you still singing with...
No, I don't sing. I go to all the concerts.
You go to the concerts?
Can, yeah.
Are you still on the board?
No.
Okay. And the last time I picked up on Family Services, you are on the board of that,
mm-hmm,
still?
Briefly. No, I'm not anymore.
Oh, you're off?
Mm-hmm. I went through till they did the garden, and that has nothing to do with my quitting. I just didn't think I brought anything terribly useful, though I did work on their fundraiser, which was great fun. The year Dan Dwyer and Susan Knight.
Yeah.
And they got all these actors to come and read about Salisbury's small town.
I think I contributed some oral history.
Probably.
Transcriptions for that.
Yeah.
And it was a great success.
It was. Laura Linney was supposed to be the lead, you know, kind of celebrity. But although we didn't know it at the time, or I didn't, she was pregnant and she was not feeling well. So her daughter, Mamie, substituted for her.
Good for her.
M-A-M-I-E.
All right. I just did an interview with Patrice McGrath about Salisbury Family Services.
Oh, you did? I don't think I've seen it.
Well, it hasn't gotten transcribed yet. I'm still working on it.
I'm sorry. You know, I made a mistake.
Okay.
Laura Linney was supposed to do it, but it wasn't her daughter. It was Meryl Streep's daughter who filled in, Mamie.
I was going to ask about that. Well, that was good of her to do.
Mm-hmm. It was very exciting because I arrived at Hotchkiss Theater and everybody on the board was going around, what's the matter, what's the matter? Laura Linney's not coming. It was like 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
So, I don't know how they managed. I guess Dan probably managed to find Mamie.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Herman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star, also Herman, were on the stage reading. Somebody else who I don't remember, an actor.
Yeah, I heard about it afterwards, how well it was received.
It really was. It was surprising how many people poured out for it. Maybe because they thought they were going to see Laura Linney, but...
It doesn't make any difference.
No.
They came and they listened and they enjoyed it, and it was well worth it.
It was a great idea. It was Dan's idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's good, too. I did an interview with him, too, which is great fun.
He found this wonderful old book about, maybe I talked about that before.
Mm-mm.
It was about a good boy who lived in Salisbury. It was written by a woman, Sedgwick, I think her last name was.
Oh, yes.
1800 and something.
I think it's Catherine Sedgwick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was a good boy in Salisbury and the, quote, bad boy of Mount Riga.
Ah.
It was quite a lovely book, although it was a little prejudiced.
Yeah,
but the bad boy is not really bad. He just gets that reputation because his father is no good.
Ah.
And I said to Dan, we should use this. He said, no, it's a little tricky. I don't want to have bad and good, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you on hospice?
No, I was on the steering committee when Claudia Warner and I don't know who else significantly... But Claudia was the instigator of it, and Louisa LaFontaine was definitely involved from the very beginning.
Who LaFontaine?
Louisa. She was a nurse at the hospital. She's retired. In fact, she's the sister of Skip Mattoon, who was the headmaster at Hotchkiss recently. She is the sister of Skip Mattoon.
Oh, my. Okay. What was the reason that hospice was started?
Claudia had a son who died very young from some form of cancer. And I don't know where she got the inspiration. I know I was interested in it because my sister was dying of cancer and I had heard about this hospice thing that was started in England, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Claudia had heard about that too. I don't know.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for... comfort for the family as well as...
As the person, yeah.
Yeah, and when I was talking with Kathy Shortell about it, and the fact that now they track the family members for a year after...
Do they?
And I thought, that's wonderful, because my husband didn't have hospice, but when he died, there was nothing for me. Which, you know, I managed, but... There wasn't a support system in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought how wonderful it was that even if you didn't need it, there was somebody that was going to check on you to make sure, you know, are you eating? Are you sleeping? And it's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. More and more, too.
Yes. Yes, but we are so fortunate with all of the services that we have in this community for anything,
mm-hmm.
just anything. And it's one of the reasons that I'm doing the oral history is it's such a wonderful community.
Mm-hmm.
And people do so much volunteering. Laz, you have been on so many boards. And it's just a marvelous community, and we all work together, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to add to this that I haven't asked you about, as far as, have I missed any of the important boards that you've been on, or anything that you'd like?
I was on the daycare center for a little while.
Oh, tell me about that. Where was it located when you were on the board? Was it on Wells Hill, or had it gone over to Salmon Kill?
I don't think it was on Wells Hill. I thought it was...
Wow.
Well, no, I think it was on Salmon Kill when
okay.
I was...
Okay.
on the board, yeah.
How long were you on the board?
I think about 4 or 5 years, probably.
Why?
I had been working... I didn't have children, but I thought, how do women who want to work manage if they don't have anybody to take care of their kids? And it just seems to me, in France, they have this incredible, that you get time off from your jobs for like 6 months almost,
mm-hmm.
maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this country, it's up to the individual to try to manage everything, and it must be incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm. This is why... When I was teaching anyway, this is why the extras program was started, because when I was first teaching, we didn't have latchkey children. You know, there were two parents and mom was at home baking cookies when the kids came home from school. But as time progressed, more and more women worked and, aren't there in school, but school lets out at 3 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and business doesn't get over till 5. So it started as a homework enrichment program, and now it's expanded tremendously, which is great. But it was a need,
mm-hmm.
and again, the community saw the need and filled it.
And I don't know this for sure, but it seems to be, and I think I said this before, most of these groups, mental health, daycare, what else?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Salisbury Family Services.
Yeah.
I was reading old Lakeville journals at some point. They were all started by women, just about.
Just about, yeah.
They had to get men on board.
Yeah.
But it was usually the woman's idea to do a mental health center
mm-hmm.
or daycare or...
Well, they were the ones that were the managers in the background that needed these services
mm-hmm.
and saw the... And we had women then that were... They wanted to benefit the town, and
mm-hmm.
they wanted to benefit everybody. And so they would decide that, yes, we need... daycare, or we need mental health services, or we need support for the people that can't pay medical bills or mortgages
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. And it really, it's
even
just...
Even food. And Owl's Kitchen, which is now the food pantry, or the corner pantry, I can't remember.
Have you been on Owl's Kitchen?
No.
That's now the Northwest Food Pantry or
something
like
that.
That,
yeah.
Because when I was talking with Patrice, we talked about food and fuel, medical expenses, transportation. Transportation is still difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very difficult.
And rent.
Yes. Yes. Were you ever on any of the affordable housing boards?
No. I did a book for the Connecticut Coalition for Affordable Housing, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Hartford lobbying group. And mm-hmm. some people from Norfolk, Alan and Frank Melville, decided to... They were very supportive always of housing, rent, affordable stuff, and I put together a book for the Connecticut lobbying group that they paid for.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sold, it was given away. It was great fun to do. Christopher Good. Little from Old Norfolk took pictures. Catherine mm-hmm. Boughton
mm-hmm.
did some writing. And I got Tom Brokaw
oh,
to
good.
Write the foreword. And I had gotten Tom, I didn't know him, but I knew Dan Rather.
Mm-hmm.
I was his editor at Harper's. And so I got in touch with, and I met Tom playing tennis. And I asked him if he could give money to mental health. So I think they gave $500 or something.
Oh, wonderful.
And then the next thing was we wanted to raise money for Lime Rock Church, Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he just published a book, The Greatest Generation.
Oh, that was a wonderful book.
And I said, well, why don't you come and we'll do a book sale of your book, and the proceeds will go to the church. And this is sort of a long story, but anyway, about 2 days before the event, we had all the books shipped out from the publisher. I got a message on my machine saying, it was just whatever her name was, I can't remember, Ellen somebody. Kitty, I have bad news. Tom's in Moscow. He can't, probably won't be able to make.
Ooh.
I said, no. No, I didn't say anything because I just listened to the message and I went,
oh.
Then there was another message and it was the same woman, Ellen, saying, forget the last message, he says he'll come. And he flew from Moscow, having been interviewing Gorbachev, and arrived in just in time for this book sale.
Wow! Well, that's magnificent!
And then I asked him to do a foreword for this book on affordable housing. And at the end of our conversation on the phone, he said, okay, Kitty, am I finished?
Well, you have to see people when you see them. Oh, what a wonderful story. That's a great place to end the interview.
Good.
Thank you.
She wants to be a foxy?